Blackstone Audiobooks presents Sound the Trumpet by Gilbert Morris. This book bears a dedication to Johnny from her husband. A bag of golden coins is mine. Each one is made of precious days, my dear, a glowing token of each lovely year we've spent together. Ah, what a lovely time, those tender days when first we knew such bliss, when we were young and tasted love's desire. Why, every second seemed a jewel of fire, each minute precious as a crown of amethyst. Those youthful days, they are not gone from me. When my spirit fails, from my treasure chest I count my golden coins. Like flowers pressed, they breathe a fragrant memory of thee. A miser soul, my 46 coins I hold, each one, my love, with you a year of gold. Part 1. England, 1743 to 1749. Chapter 1. A Bleak Christmas. By 3 o'clock in the afternoon, myriads of snowflakes had gathered in the dull skies over the royal palace, and soon were drifting to earth, some of them as big as shillings. Within an hour, the dark and dirty street leading up to the palace was covered with a light blanket of clean white snow. The palace itself no longer looked dark and foreboding, with its turrets now robed in white. In the fading light of the late afternoon, it seemed transformed into something out of a fairy tale. As the snow continued to fall, the crowd that had gathered in front of the palace gates began to shiver. The cold air whipped across the grounds and the open courtyards, turning noses red and ears blue. Most of the people who stood milling around the palace grounds on this 24th day of December in 1743 were poorly dressed. It had been a difficult year for England. The War of Austrian Succession had drained England of many of her resources, and had stripped even the poorest commoner of any hope of securing warm, new clothing. In fact, it was a common sight to see people dressed only in thin woolens, or even less, as a guard against the cold, bitter wind that numbed their faces and hands and feet like frozen blocks of ice. Yet today the crowd hoped to find a few moments of respite from the hard times surrounding them. The memory of how the royal court's generosity was sometimes displayed on Christmas Eve brought these poorly clad onlookers here in hopes of receiving some free morsel to celebrate Christmas. From time to time, the royal family would have more food than was necessary, prepared for the royal banquet during these festive days. As a demonstration of His Majesty's benevolence, the leftovers would be dispersed to the poor who had gathered outside. This particular year, the crowd was larger than usual.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?